my word today. It's really the words of John Moore. If you like, it's really the exhortation is really from God, expressed through the epistle of John. And I've entitled it John's Letters of Love and Truth. If one was to ask what the paramount theme of John's letters was, I'm sure the majority of its response would be love and truth, or love anyway. But I suggest that unless love is coupled with truth, its meaning is greatly diminished. And so that's basically our exhortation for today. And we are reminded so often from Scripture, from the beginning to the end, that love is paramount. Jesus said that loving God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, and with all our soul was commandment number one. Loving God completely with all our being, of course, is no new commandment, as John reminds us. It is deeply rooted in the law of Moses. And commandment number two, Jesus continues, is to love our neighbours, or love, yes, love our neighbours, not just one, as we love ourselves. Again, deeply rooted in the law of Moses. I like to view these two great commandments not really as two, but as of one, and therefore part A and part B. Because surely isn't loving our neighbour the practical acid test of true love for God? John argues in this epistle, not in today's readings, but in the readings of the last day or two, how can we love God who we haven't seen if we cannot love our neighbour who we can see? In a nutshell, this is what Jesus always did, and did it perfectly. And this, I believe, is why John writes about it so much. One of his titles, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was sent by God to show the perfect character of the Father by doing acts of love, forgiving and forbearing, being inclusive, merciful, gracious and loving. In our epistle that we read today, second epistle, chapter 2, well, John read it for us, but I'm just going to read it again, just the first few verses. He says, from the ecclesial elder, to the very special woman and her children, I truly love all of you, and so does everyone else who knows the truth. We love you because the truth is now in our hearts, and it will be there forever. I pray that God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son will be kind and merciful to us. May they give us peace and truth and love. I'm very glad to learn that some of your children are obeying the truth, as the Father told us to do. Dear friend, I'm not writing to tell you and your children to do something you have not done before. I'm writing to tell you to love each other, which is the first thing you were told to do. Love means we do what God tells us. In the third epistle of chapter 1, we have the same theme continued, and this time Gaius, a very faithful brother, is cited to us as a role model. And again, I'll read from the Ecclesial of the Elder. To my dear friend Gaius, I love you because you follow the truth, dear friend, and I pray all goes well with you. I hope you are as strong in body as I know you are in spirit. It makes me very happy when the Lord's followers come by and speak openly of how much you love the truth. Nothing brings me greater happiness than to hear that my children are obeying the truth. Dear friend, you have always been faithful in helping others follow the Lord, even as the ones you didn't know before. They have told the Ecclesia about your love. They say you were good enough to welcome them and to send them on their mission in a way God's servants deserve. And the chapter continues as we've had it read to us today. And it continues this excellent example of truth and love in action by comparing a faithful brother with an unfaithful brother. The faithful brother was called Demetrius, and the unfaithful brother, Diotrephes. Diotrephes was everything Demetrius wasn't. His actions were totally subverting the ways of truth and love. And the opening chapter of John's first epistle talk about this contrast as appropriate, describing it as light versus darkness. And Jesus is described in John and in many other places in Scripture as the perfect manifestation of God, the perfect light of truth and love. And in the first John chapter 1, we are told, if we walk in the light, then we are in fellowship with the Father and the Son. So this tells me, anyhow, that fellowship primarily is between a believer and God in Christ, and then with others who are in the same relationship, determined primarily by doing acts of truth and love. Just a few more words from John's epistle. Think how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children, as we truly are. But since the people of this world do not know Christ, is that they don't know who we are. My dear friends, we are already God's children, though what we will be hasn't yet been seen. But we do know when Christ returns, we will be like him, because we shall see him as he truly is. This hope makes us keep ourselves holy, just as Christ is holy. Continuing a little later. From the beginning, you were told we must love each other. Children, you show love for others by truly helping them and not merely talking about it. God wants us to have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love each other. This is also what Jesus taught us to do. If we obey God's commandments, we will stay one in our hearts with Him, and He will stay with us. Truth and love are power-packed words, not an academic theology. My dear friends, John continues, we must love each other. Love comes from God. And when we love each other, it shows we have been given new life. We are now God's children, and we know Him. God showed His love for us when He sent His only Son in the world to give us life. John beautifully sums up truth and love, and he directs our minds to the emblems of bread and wine that speak so powerfully to us of truth and love in these words. If we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from every sin.